Hi, I'm Anderson Silver, author of the books Your User's Manual and Volume 2, Your Duality Within. Life is difficult, isn't it? And in today's hyper-connected modern day, it just seems like it's harder than ever before, doesn't it? Well, I'm here to tell you it really doesn't have to be that way. With a little help and guidance from ancient Stoic philosophers, you really can attain an anxiety-free and purposeful life. How do I know? Thanks to Stoicism, I'm one such person who turned his life around, and I'm here to share some of that ancient wisdom with you. Welcome to Stoicism for a Better Life.
Hello, Anderson Nation. We're back. Kinda. I'm not doing videos this year. In fact, I wasn't even going to release a podcast. I got inspired. I've been inspired this past month. People keep reaching out. Anderson Nation, I love you. My interactions on Instagram have been great. That's where I post a lot of my Q&As. Feel free to join in. But this morning, I decided to answer one of those questions and turn it into a podcast. Old school. Old school. just do audio, no video. I'm not doing the reading this year. We'll keep it simple. And it might not be what you're expecting, but you know what? It will be what it will be. And I'm sure somebody will get a benefit out of this. If not, let me know on the poll. Say it sucked. Don't do it again. And I won't. Nah. So here we go. The question I got was from Veronica. Any tips on how to quit smoking or vaping? It's a good question. This is one of those things that's applicable to... and there you go. You probably just heard a little bling bling. It's proof that I'm recording live. I'm not editing anything. This is real life, baby. Right. So addiction. I get a lot of questions on, you know, it's kind of trend. It's transverses. Transverses? No. Transcends. Oh, Jesus Christ. I should have. Hold on. Let me have another sip. There we go. So addiction. It transcends age, sex, and where we live. All sorts of addictions out there. Of course, we naturally think of substance, drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, but it permeates into our lives in many different forms, whether it's gaming, it could be workaholism, it's a big one. Porn addiction is a big one. Food, you know, being a foodie, it's not cool. It's a waste of time and a distraction. It's calories in, poop out. Very simple. So an addiction is defined by a Stoic as anything that takes you away from the present moment and your rational mind. Anything that is a distraction or anything that you believe you require to be, quote, happy, end quote. And so how do you quit an addiction? Well, certainly not by forcing it. You cannot try and force yourself to stop something that you have a physical addiction to. Instead, the discussion has to be at the level of your necessities, your spiritual necessities. If you haven't read my books, basically, you know, you have your physical necessities, food, water, sleep, and you have your spiritual necessities, something that gives you the wantingness and willingness to keep on trudging through this piece of shit life. And those spiritual necessities is where you have to have your discussion around addictions. So I've quit many addictions in my life and I have many more to go through. But the way I've accomplished it is by constantly reminding myself, and I was a smoker too, ex-smoker. So while I was having a cigarette, I would tell myself, okay, this feels good now, but I know for a fact that later on, after this high, is going to come a low. And with that low, I'm going to be irritable, in consternation, agitated. In other words, I'm not going to be the best me possible. I'm not going to be the me that I'm trying to be. It's not going to be good for me for a very long time. It's going to be good for, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. But afterwards, it's not going to be good for me. And I would just repeat that over and over again in my journal, when I meditate, whatever it is I'm meditating on at this moment in time. Typically, it's something I want to improve in my life or focus on. It's like a mission statement for my day. So if I'm trying to quit an addiction, that's what I would tell myself. My mission statement is to remind myself why I have identified this as an unnecessary external thing for my life that I do much too often. So, Veronica and everybody else who's looking to kick a habit, any habit, it could be too much salt on your food, whatever. Don't hate yourself, first of all, for doing it. You're a human being, you're doing it, therefore it must be done. That's all. Seneca reminds us, have some wine for virtue. Remember that episode? Go back a few seasons. Second, make sure every day, multiple times a day, 20 times a day if you can, remind yourself why you feel like this is an addiction, why you feel like you don't want to do it anymore, and give yourself rational reasons. Repeat it, repeat it, repeat it. And eventually your body, your autopilot, your body's mind, will no longer want to do said thing, or at least not as much. So it'll be easier for your rational mind to win that battle within. But first you have to wear down your body. And your body right now only sees immediate benefit. And so you must change the conversation to the bigger picture. I hope that helps. As always, journal, journal, journal is the most important thing. Work on yourselves. It is the most important relationship you can invest in. And if I may end this episode with, I'm excited. This stuff makes me happy, guys. This gives me joy. So I'll record a few more. We'll do 20 episodes. It'll be totally random like this. I have a question coming on from one of my patrons as well on Patreon. So that might be the second episode. I don't know when I'll release it, but rest assured, you can trust your old Uncle Anderson. If I'm alive, I will release 19 more episodes this season. All right, you guys have a good one. Much love from me to you. And don't forget, I know life is shit, but this guy right here, I'm rooting for you.
Remember, virtue is not about perfection, but about trying your best. No matter how big or small that effort might be, just keep working on improving yourself, and by definition, you will be virtuous. Check out my articles and other podcasts. Hey, they just might help you on your journey of self-improvement. You can access them all on patreon.com/AndersonSilver. Follow the page to receive notifications of all my new content, and all of this is absolutely free, of course. I wish you all a productive and tranquil week, and remember, we're all in it together, and we're all rooting for each other.